Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, April 19th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran spooked investors before the market opened, and the major U.S. indexes ended the week mostly in the red. The Nasdaq fell 319 points, or more than 2%, logging a weekly loss of 5.5%, the index's worst weekly performance since 2022. The S&P 500 today was down almost 44 points, but the Dow Jones Industrials gained 211 points to close at 37,986. The weekly losses come as Wall Street forecasts for rate cuts have been scrambled by a stronger-than-expected U.S. economy that's also buoying inflation. That's hammered the speculation-heavy, artificial intelligence-focused tech stocks that propelled a market rally earlier this year. Among individual stocks, Netflix shares fell just over 9%. While the streaming service beat expectations by bringing in $9.4 billion in revenue last quarter, its projections for future revenue weren't as rosy as expected. Tesla extended its five-day run of declines. Shares fell almost 2% after the electric automaker recalled almost 4,000 Cybertrucks because of potential problems with their accelerator pedals. American Express rose almost 6.25% after reporting better-than-expected profits and accelerating new card signups. And Brent crude oil prices fell to $83.30 a barrel after a brief jump following Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.